It's the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Thanks for listening. I'm Luke Burbank.
Do you like turtles?
Oh, more than you could ever know.
We're just going to keep coming back to that kid.
Turtles.
Oh, he likes turtles. I knew somebody in
here. We need to come up with an internationally recognized hand signal for whenever we want that clip throughout the show. If we do this.
Jazz hands?
If we do jazz hands,
okay.
That just means we like turtles.
All right.
But what we also like is The Ramble, which is our little segment where we bring together all these interesting stories that probably not that important to your life, but certainly are going to get your attention. Again, we call it The Ramble, and let's go for it.
Me first. Okay, here's a message this morning from Julie Myers, Director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. Quote, sorry, I did so not mean to do that.
Oh.
There was an agency Halloween party. We're not sure if anybody liked turtles there. But she appeared to give her approval of a costume, which a lot of people saw as racist. One of ICE's white employees was
By the way, we should say ICE's. Oh, did you say that already?
Yeah,
Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement.
One of their white employees was wearing dark makeup on his face, a dreadlocked wig on his head, and a prison-striped outfit. And he won most original costume at the staff party. Myers posed with a photo with the guy dressed like that. Fill in the blanks yourself. Now, this is especially interesting because Myers, she's got a confirmation hearing in the Senate coming up. She was a recess appointment.
Oh, that almost—it almost seems like a dirty trick, like someone who didn't want her to get confirmed. I mean,
yeah.
that is as bad as it gets in terms of timing.
Yeah, she did so not mean to do that. All right, you're up next, Luke.
Oh, I'm next.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, poor Jeff McMeans of Fort Bend, Texas, the county of Fort Bend. He had a nice little political job there, hide inspector, which, as you all know, is the person who inspects all the livestock that are being sold or moved out of Fort Bend County. This is actually this old, like, from the 1870s kind of position back when they actually used to be. This was an important job for people to do. Well, on Tuesday, Texas voted to abolish the job. Unfortunately, for McMeans, he was really enjoying doing it, even though it didn't have any pay or any real responsibility. I think he just liked having the business cards. It just seems kind of mean that they wanted to take away this guy's little, you know, I don't know, corner of the
His
world.
Little piece of the world.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't hurting anybody, but he had a great quote. He said it was the perfect political office. He said it had no pay, no office, no responsibility, no nothing. So, Jeff McMeans, you'll always be Fort Bend County Hide Inspector in our hearts here at the BPP.
It's true.
Okay, I'm going to tell you guys about this very funny story. It's not funny, but I find it interesting. And Ilya gave this to me, our producer Ilya gave this to me, because I used to cover religion for NPR. And I would have covered this. I'm serious. This is a story about some nuns. We're talking about real nuns, not the kind that you come up with pictures if you Google nuns. These are
yeah,
the real
Google
deal.
Yeah, don't Google nuns and webcams together.
So
learn that the hard way.
This is the story. There are 22 sisters of the Convent of God's Love in Philadelphia, and they have installed a live webcam streaming to the internet so people can watch them do nun things, taking sacrament, blessing the host. And this is
that the biblical term?
Terrorizing.
I was the official NPR religion correspondent, and we used to call it nun things.
Oh, yeah, that's, why aren't you that correspondent anymore?
Yeah, I don't know.
The
site has apparently gotten about 45,000 clicks a month, making it a hit with some Catholics, or so they say. And this weekend, the sisters will win the Outstanding Catholic Leadership Award for their innovative use of technology. Go, sisters.
And that is the ramble for this Friday, November 9th. Rachel Martin, don't you go anywhere. We have use
Stand
for
right
you.
Here.
Hang on.